Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like menorah. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just stay on that tune for me. Now, there are three things which are too wonderful for me, and four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon the rock, the way of a sheep in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Now, you see that last part. This last part is the one I understand that confuses me the most. You see, a very spiritual brother, a very spiritual brother, very spiritual. It's a prayer warrior. When he sings, the heavens open. He sings with the cherubims. But when he decides to marry, he goes abroad and finds a beautiful damsel. Somebody that really doesn't look like... We never thought this brother was looking for a wife. Because he was one like the cherubs. There is something about a woman that can make a man misbehave. The prophet said, I don't know... I'm yet to understand how a man behaves when he's with a woman. That means most men are manipulated. But they don't know. They think it's love. They think they are in charge. They lied to you and told you are the head of the family. But if you really think about it now, when was the last time you were in charge? If your wife tells you, look, I don't like to struggle. I like the soft life. For instance, now, if my wife says to me, I want you to get me a driver. Now, I'm not putting ideas in your mind, but... But do you know if she says that, I know that the peace of the home will be threatened because of that request. So, because I love peace, I will now begin to think, what can I do? And for those of you that have wives that don't really demand so many things from you, you should go home today and buy them pizza. Go and buy your wife's pizza. Buy them, give them a bottle of wine. Because some of you women are very wonderful. You don't demand. You are very understanding. I say some who, this prophet was saying, I don't understand the way of a man with a maid. He seems to be a rational being. But there is always one woman that makes him misbehave. There's, okay, how much did he say? 5 minutes. He said, it's okay. That's his last card. Last card. He's telling the woman, don't worry. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let me take this 500. He doesn't even know where the balance is coming from. He's promising. Then he will call his friend. Please, can I get Forunke? But everybody knows this brother is a prayer warrior. The devil fears him. Angels are scared of him. But in the matter of Runke, these are Runke old sin. I'm trying to go into my message and I need to understand how important it is. That's why I'm starting from there. This king said there are four things. And among those four things, he talked about the relationship of a man with a woman. Not the relationship of a woman with a man. The relationship of a man with a woman. Where a man can be angry with his wife and say, I will not eat. And the woman will go and sleep. Leave the food in the kitchen. The man will wake up 12 midnight, go into the kitchen, and will be eating the food, not with the spoon, with his hand. And then the wife will even catch her. You came back. How I wish women knew how powerful they were. You stop trying to fight over so many things. Your strength, please hear what I want to say, then delete. I don't know if I should say this, but please, once I say delete, and don't quote me. Don't quote me. I've said it now. Don't quote me. You can't quote me on this matter. Your strength is in your ability to manipulate. Quietly. Quietly. Okay, delete. If you quote me, the Lord will be angry with you. And if you want to learn, I will explain this thing to you. If you don't know how to do it as a lady, come and meet me. I will explain to you. Because I've been a guinea pig. I know how it works. Let me just put it there so I can explain a few things. But one thing I can tell you as a lady is that you will not get anything from a man by shouting or arguing or telling him, this is not how you married me. You are trying to remind him. You will not get anything. And for all you brothers that like eating at when you visit sisters, go and stop it. So this is what the king was talking about. This is the wisest man. In case you want to say, because I'm an African, that's why I'm talking like this. This is the wisest king alive. He said the way a man behaves when he's close to a lady, is not normal. Go back to that scripture. Because the first thing he said is that there's the way of the ego in the air. So excuse me. Now that you understand the way a man behaves, because the king said these things are not normal. The way of the serpent on the rock. How you look at this, you are looking at this rock or this mountain, but on that rock, the serpent knows there is a way. There is a path. He can't slither across the entire rock. It's just as though you are driving a car and you know that your vehicle there are certain roads that are not motorable for your vehicle. That's how beautiful this thing is. And this guy said, he said there's a way of a serpent upon a rock. My concern is that why, if I see a rock, how come a serpent, there is a science that allows the serpent transport itself on a rock that naturally is smooth enough and doesn't allow for creatures like a snake to move easily? Please, I want you to understand that this scripture is actually talking about two things that don't mix. The air upon which the eagle soars actually is confrontational to its nature. The eagle has to rise above it for that air to become his friend. The rock is not a friend to the serpent because the serpent has a smooth skin and needs to slither. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea, whenever there is a storm, the chances are very high that ship will sink or crack or break and lives will be lost. And the way of a man with a woman, if you have a glorious destiny and you marry the wrong woman, you will not need the devil again. Your destiny has been hijacked. That's why when you say you are in courtship, it's not the time to check her cooking skills or what kind of movies she likes. Those things are good when you are just trying to be an undergraduate. But when you really want to settle down, we look at other things. Because the nature, the kind of power and destiny God has given to a woman, it will either amplify you or cage you. That woman, the first woman on earth, disobeyed God behind her husband. The husband was angry, but he couldn't do anything. In order to protect the woman, he decided to join her in her sin so that God will not punish one and leave the other. What do you think Eve said to Adam? Because the scripture tells us that Adam was not deceived. Can you imagine the scenario we are painting here? He came and saw that his wife had sinned. And he saw her crying. The animation in the movie is not giving him time. And the girl is bombarding him. And there are many men here with things that they can't say, because they are trying to keep the peace of the house. This woman must have cried. And they say, "You brothers, single brothers, this one is for you. Be afraid of every woman, but be most afraid of a woman who is shedding tears." Yes. Because that is an area of greatest strength. Especially if the tears are very pure, like the one you see in all those Chinese movies. She will be crying, but the water is as if it's okay. No matter who is right in an argument, if the woman starts crying, the man has lost. Abby? She agrees. So if you can do that in marriage, but not when you are in a relationship, you are not married. That's how the Lord has put two opposing things together and says that the man who rules, please pull up that scripture, the man who rules, the bird who rules the air is the king of the air. The serpent who rules the rock will be the creature to fear. The sheep who survives the storm in the sea is the sheep that will be known all over the world. And a man who understands how to relate with a woman is truly blessed. The eagle in the scripture is a prophetic bird. The eagle in the scripture speaks of, number one. Now, MJ, you shared a dream with me 2 days ago, Abby. Or was it yesterday? Did you know this was the theme? So, please listen and delete. I won't tell you everything. Just listen and delete. So, my wife woke up in the middle of the night. Please, for those of you who know me, at least for some years, you know me that I'm a real human being, right? Do we agree so far? So, you know I love PS4. I play PS4 every day. I have Netflix account. I even have one Chinese Netflix, WeTV, that I go there to relax. I love animations. Those of you who know me, you know that I'm a real human being. But when my wife woke up in the middle of the night, she looked across the bed and saw the head of an eagle over my face. I just did like this and I walked away, because that was the theme of, it wasn't a dream that brought but coincidentally, she connected to the theme of the meeting, because the theme of the meeting is about eagles. Now, the eagle is a prophetic bird. So you may want to please write that down. Just put it somewhere, because you will find out very soon. So she turned across the bed and she looked at me in the midst of that darkness, and she saw the head of an eagle lying down beside her. Then she turned and turned back again, and it was my head. But the person speaking to you was soundly asleep. And I have no record of flying or turning to a creature. So this is a disclaimer. But spiritually, I could relate to what she was saying. Because the eagle is not the strongest of birds. The eagle, I hope you also know, the eagle is not the bird with the highest flight level. But the eagle is a warrior, is a creature crafted for battles, for storms. The eagle has the ability to see far through the storm. And it takes a position even when others are afraid, because the eagle already sees what will happen. So the scripture talks about the eagle in the air. But when we are talking about the eagle in the air, the eagle is not the only bird in the air, which means that this particular statement is referring to something deeper than being able to fly. This scripture is talking about the ability to master the airwaves. Huh? The ability to what? To master the air. There are many birds that fly, but there's only one that soars. These other birds need to fly in the direction of the wind. But the eagle flies against the tide and rides above it. It uses opposition to rise. Just the same way a strong ship will use the storm to rise. So you will not know an experience. You will not know an experienced captain of a ship until when there is a storm. And if you are listening to me and you have never been challenged in very critical areas of your life, you will never know mastery. When I talk about major areas of your life, I'm talking about your marriage. When you are trying to get married, all you feel are the emotions. But when you get married, you must now take that man back to the Lord and say, Baba, I give my husband to you. Let me take care of him. Because you cannot watch any man. Can you be with a person simply because this person is really worth being with? And not because some of you don't know what God has given you. God has given you happiness. He gave you peace, but you are looking for money. You don't have 100,000 in your account, but you've never had any sickness or illness that warrants you to go to the hospital for 1 week and the doctor says bring 100,000. And you think you are not better than somebody who has 100,000 but is falling sick every day. The eagle in the air is a bird that has the ability to see far. It has the ability to see far. So it's able to make swing-based decisions. Oh, come on now. Swing-based decisions. Huh? Swing-based decision. You are able to look at a... Oh, goodness me. Oh, goodness me. Oh, goodness me. You are able to look at a chart. You are able to look at, for instance, the S&P 500 of the U.S. or the U.S. oil. And you want to invest or Nvidia or Apple or some of these big companies, you want to invest in their stock. You can look at their performance year to date. 2 years, you go back in 2 years. You can go back 1 month in the past. You can go 1 week into the past. You can see the performance month by month. Somebody goes to Channel Television or to CNN and sees, Apple shares is now at this particular price level. Ah, I need to invest my money. But he has been studying the chart for like 6 months backwards. He has seen that is not the best time to buy. Wait. The eagle has the ability to look at a problem and tell you this is where this thing will crack. And the way God designed us as Christians... You see, this is my brother. He made a statement a few days ago. We were just chatting and he said, and it made me worry. He made a statement that made me worry, but also gave me hope. How many services do they hold on your campus that you attend? Like two? Two services. So he attends two services in church, then goes back to his hostel and joins two services here. All right? That's four services in one Sunday. How many diaries that you've, the messages you've jotted from Harvest Word that you told me? He said this is the fifth. Huh? Some people came here now, they are laughing since I started talking. Somebody has five books. He's on the fifth book. He wasn't here physically. I'm telling you how God rewards commitment. You do understand what I'm saying? Like, do you actually listen to what is being said? That's why when I go to Pastor Ayo's house or when I'm alone with him, I'm very, very careful. People don't really get the best of Pastor Ayo when he preaches. And I can say this, if you've been with Pastor Ayo one-on-one, you will know what I'm saying. Pastor Ayo is not really a fantastic preacher. If you listen to Pastor Ayo's message, he's saying the same thing since 1845. But sit down with Pastor Ayo, one-on-one, and you are gisting. And if you want to make it for a good meeting, have chicken. fried chicken. And there's a type he likes that my wife knows. If you get that one for him, he'll be saying, "Shey, you know you are my mommy." The moment he starts saying, "Shey, you know you are my," that he's talking to my wife, that means he's happy. He will begin to speak from his heart. There are depths of revelations you will begin to hear. Pastor, why don't you say this thing while you're on the pulpit? He doesn't. Those things don't come out from the belly of an hungry man. The stomach must be filled first. This is one of the portraits by which God refers to Christians in the scripture, the ego. Because we are supposed to be people of strength. The eagle models what I refer to as the matured believer, a matured Christian. That's an ego. The ego knows when he's getting tired. Huh? Now, in this church now, do you know that when I left the bank, one of the things I was happy about was that now I will have time to be resting. Because I only focus on my pastoral work, right? Then I need to rest, I'll be stressed, I don't go on leave so often. Since 2019 that I left the bank, this is 2020. This is 2024. Nobody in this church, even though my wife said it, nobody in church said, "Pastor, don't you people go and live here?" Like, if I don't preach in this church, it means I'm not around. And I'm probably preaching elsewhere. I went to Kenya. I said, "Let me go and rest." I preached. Say, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, God's servant. I'm meeting the pastor for the first time. I say, "Amen." He say, "Fire down." I should fire down. Obe. This is what I like. I like this kind of church. No time, just as you are led. So when I got to Uganda, there's one church there. I'm asking the pastor, I just switch off my phone. In Uganda, if you cross the road and you don't look where, Okada will jam you. They have Okadas everywhere. You won't know how much Fashola has helped us by removing Okada from our psyche. Eh? And the APC government for removing Okada. Or you go to Uganda and the bikes, they drive both ways. So your brain has to be Project Lagos minded because you have to move because you may escape this one and the next one will clear you. So what are the things we can learn from being an eagle? Number one, the eagle is extremely gifted in visions. Joel chapter 2 says that when God pours out his spirit upon all flesh, there are three signs the army of God, the church of God will experience. Number one, they will prophesy. To prophesy means that you have the ability to hear what others cannot hear. To prophesy means that you can hear and give utterance to what others around you may not be hearing because of the frequency at which you are hearing from. But it is possible for you to be able to prophesy and not see visions. So the ability to see vision means that you are going to operate at one or two levels. Number one, you either operate at what we refer to as you operate a closed vision. A closed vision is when the Lord reveals something to you in your spirit. You are seeing it in your spirit as though you are seeing it in your mind. But that thing is you are not creating those images. Something is being shown to you. And if you are somebody that is spirit led, this can become one of the most powerful ways for God to speak to you. Now, 2 Sundays ago, we had a prophetic service here, right? Was it 2 Sundays ago or last Sunday? 2 Sundays ago. Adeshola, the way I was prophesying, were you surprised? Was it last 2 Sundays? That I kept calling out a lot of people. Huh? Now, 2 Sundays ago. For instance, when I asked my sister, Sister Joy to come out. And I was talking about a pain, something. I didn't hear it. Because hearing is 2G. Knowing, 5G. If God has to talk to you slowly, that's your bandwidth. We have to do something about it. The way we hear in the spirit is not the way you are hearing me. There's a lot of telepathic communication that goes on in that realm. There are people that I've called over the phone and I was praying for. And as I was praying for them, I was in a vision and I was praying. And I told them, 1, 2, 3 things, be careful. 3 days later, they called them and they tried to sell that thing to them. But I didn't hear it. It was through the operation of a closed vision. That means I saw that depiction in my mind. And the way to purify this particular operation, can I tell you? The way to operate in it accurately, can I tell you? It's in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Give me Romans 12, 1 and 2, quickly. Because some of you, God has been speaking to you for months and years, but you doubted yourself, you doubted the voice of God, and you even accused God that God was not talking. Meanwhile, this is the 15,000th time. And they want to disconnect your line now because you are not recharging, you are not buying data, you are not picking call, and you are still lying. You are at the protest ground, at Ojota, lying that government did not do anything. Meanwhile, your brother is in London, but he's still collecting salary in Nigeria. He did not resign. You and the people you are accusing, you are going to jail. Now, look very carefully. I was preaching in Benin City in a particular church, and this was the scripture, the Lord. This message came while on the pulpit. Alright? He said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the message of God that you present your bodies as what? There are 3 items there. The first requirement is that this body must be a living sacrifice. What does it mean for this sacrifice to be living? It means you are going to bring it while it is yet breathing. Huh? God doesn't touch dead things. The same way God will not allow a Nazarite or a Nazarene to touch dead bodies. God likes his sacrifice while they are yet breathing. He wants to see it. Come like that. Bring yourself. Huh? We are going to kill you, but it's not now. Come. He said, so that sacrifice must be living. We don't want anything that is decayed or smelling. Don't give your life over to Satan. And then you now come back after you are wasted and spent. And you are saying, God, if you can use anything, use me. No, we will not use you like this. We need to do something about this body. The life of God must flow into it. For it to be alive means that that body, that life must be subjected to the word of God. The word of God must be infused into that body to make it alive unto God. All right? It's not just your spirit. It's even your soul. Huh? Your soul must be fed with the word of God, not with Netflix and current trend. There are Christians that cannot shake off current trends. Anytime something is trending, you will see it first with them. That means you are weak spiritually, even if you have a prayer life. Did you hear me now? I said, if you are always the one to champion new trends, even if it's a dance step. Yes, we are here again. You know, that's what I like. It's just that of late, people have shouted on my head. I said, keep quiet. But we just go back to our worship. We have been worshiping God. In my father's church, Deeper Life, we sit down or we clap. And nobody is fornicating. But when you start doing all those, your dance step, you say we are doing it unto God. Shall be careful. Shall be careful. So when you see trend, it's very difficult to say a trend is a sin. Except that when we now trace the trend to where it came from. So you must present your body, what? Living. Then there's an aspect of that body God wants to see. That this is given to him as a sacrifice. That means you are handing over your body to him that from today, I will not use this my body to drink alcohol again. Does that make sense? Okay, wait now. Does that make sense? Okay, I will not put sugar in this body again. Does it make sense? Can you see how quiet the church is? People are not sincere. Let me repeat. If your husband comes to you or your fiancé and says, because of I love your relationship with God, from today I will not take alcohol again, will you be happy? That God is using you to change his life, Abby. And you say, Pastor, God is doing something new. And we will rejoice together. If God tells you to stop eating sugar, now in your mind, you can't remember the last time you bought Dangote sugar. But that means you will take away bread. Pizza. Donuts. Jam donuts. Fish roll. Meat pie. Milky donut. Please, what are those things you people eat behind me? Ice cream. One man said, I cannot do without taking 2 bottles of Coke every day. And it was, you know, the way people show off their ignorance with pride. He said, Pastor, say once is 12 like this or one. I take one. Then when I close from work, because I'll be having a headache, I need to drive, I take another one. I buy it in church. I say, wow. You are still a drunkard. It's just that you change the brand. You know, when you are in the world, you are drinking NSC, drinking Gouda. Now you are in Christ, you are drinking Coke. So God says, this body, I want it healthy. I want it to be living. Don't bring a dead sacrifice to me. Don't abuse your body. Then bring it to me and you are singing, if you can use anything, Lord, we will not use you. Come and rest. We will not use you. We will not use you. This body, you've damaged it. You have to be careful, because you see this matter of sugar, is alien to creation. If it's not, even the so-called natural sugar and the ones in honey, you have to consume it with sense. People don't realize the conditions that are here. Then at 50, you now be praying, Father. See, you don't. Faith, when Faith was here, Faith, before she moved to Abuja, she made a statement that was very touching. Faith said, no matter the condition you inherited from your parents, if you live a healthy lifestyle, you will manage it. I'm not saying don't eat bread though, because somebody will take me to Insta blog now and say this pastor said nobody should eat bread. That is a sin. I didn't say so. What I'm telling you is that sometimes when God looks at the way you treat yourself, he becomes very cautious. And this one is not ready. It's because you don't even respect yourself. And if you have no one who is able to say to you, you are overindulging yourself, stay away from shawarma for the next 3 months. If there's nobody that can tell you that, that means there's nobody that can tell you your prayer life is dead. Church is quiet. Are you angry or are you happy? Put up that scripture. Hello. Single sisters, if any man takes you out here and he buys you donut and all those things, tell him your pastor said he should order for a proper meal. You can do a 3-course meal.
Yeah.
But don't poison me. Were you sent to destroy me? Which one is donut? Big donut. They will not pour sugar on everything. Some of the pot belly many of you are having now. That is what is causing it to. And you are not even married. Some of you, your belly cannot compete with my own. Don't tell me that's how your father was. You need to be disciplined. Put up that scripture. I'm mentioning this because when God looks at you, he looks at every part of your life. Are you here or have you left? Are you here or have you left? You know, I'm your pastor. I have to tell you. I can change this message now and begin to prophesy, but it will not matter if you are not alive. A lot of people, when they are upset, they eat terribly. There's a word for it. There's stress eat. They grieve eat. If somebody breaks their heart, they will start indulging and eating and gain weight. That's why they always at the gym. If you take my advice, you won't need a gym. Yes. But you will not take my advice. So they must collect your money. Give me that scripture. The first requirement here about your body is that it must be what? A living. It must be something that the Lord... Please stay on this scripture. Something that the Lord can work with. how you treat your body and your mind. The second requirement here is that this body must be holy. The requirement for holiness here, please understand that this is not righteousness. Hello? This is not righteousness. Righteousness is the gift of God that comes to a man when he becomes a child of God. When you say, Father, I receive into my life as my Lord and Savior, what you get is righteousness, not necessarily holiness. Holiness is a deliberate decision to separate yourself. The word, when you think of holiness, think of separation. When you think of holiness, think of consecration. When you think of holiness, think of things you will not be allowed to do or that you do not permit yourself to do. If you know, I don't want to break tables today. Let me just be going. If not, I would have told many of you that are married that the person you married was not the person that wanted to marry you. It was the person that was available. You see that I'm looking at the ground now when I'm talking. I'm not. The person you really wanted, that chioma, that you really wanted, Awala was too much. Wig today. She changes wig every day, every week. She's high maintenance. She must travel every year for vacation. Which is good. As long as it's your money, not mine. Now, but joy. It's not that she doesn't like those things. But joy is futuristic. She's thinking of the future. We can use this money to buy a land. She doesn't ask. So I'm still trying to understand what that word means. But I deliberately avoided that word. Up to now, I don't know what that word sleaze or I don't know what it means. Composure. Okay, you want to educate me. I said I don't know. I don't want to know the meaning. You are still explaining it to me. Now, joy is a child of God. She's thinking of how to build a future with you. It's not that she doesn't want the vacation, but she's just a proper child. Brother Tunde decided to marry Joy. But the real love of his heart is Chioma. And that Chioma, Tunde will never forget her. And he will never mention her name in front of Joy. Because he doesn't want trouble. But that Chioma will live in his heart. The mistake Brother Tunde will make is to say, Joy now walks around his office area. Let's go for lunch together. The moment they agree to go for lunch together, nothing happened, it was just lunch. You begin to desecrate that word holiness. Because all you need to reignite old flame is a plate of food. So there are some people you must never go out, you must never visit. Tunde, you know I now walk around your street. You've not even come out to check on me. I say, I'm coming. That's what I told somebody for 5 years. My husband knows you. I'm your best. I'm not your best friend, though. I'm not your best friend. That was before. I was saying it in my mind, though. Because when a woman is talking to sometimes, you want to talk, but your mouth will not open. So you just be saying it in your mind. She moves close to your area. They have one big company in your area. Say, I just want to check on you. I'm now in your area. You know, I was transferred there. I say, So anytime I drive across your area, I speed. towards Anthony, okay. Once I get there, even if there's nobody on the road, I start speeding. There's nobody. I just start speeding till I get to Anthony, okay. Then I slow down. One day, the last man person did like this. I said, if you know what is chasing me, you will leave me alone. Because every time I drive past that place, I just say, but you know my complex is not around your area. You all those excuses you have, there's no reason why you can't come check on me. I will not come. But if I say it, even my mouth cannot say it. So the only way to say it is to speed. That is if you want to maintain your holiness. Because you have a normal. Some of you now, you need to repent. As I'm talking now, you remember what you did last week. Now, just be saying, God have mercy, God have mercy, God have mercy. You know, this is the way I professor, I will just be using stories. But you will get home. All of a sudden, you will be snapping at your wife. You won't know why. Hey, is somebody here now? You just get home. You know, who is pursuing? You see, you just went into, you just went, ah, Starry, can you relate? You just went for a lunch or so with an old friend. Eh? I'm talking to you about this Eagles Rise, though. You will know where I'm going very soon, because some of you are just like, you better farabale and listen to what I'm telling you. Satan will never come to you and say, this is sin. He's smart. He's a very old devil. The Bible calls him the old serpent. He's very old. He's not like every other serpent. If he could get Adam and get Eve, who do you think you are? Did Satan come to Adam and Eve telling them they were going to sin against God? He told them they will come into a higher knowledge, higher dimension. You become as gods. You will not need this money again. You'll be your own woman. You'll be your own man. And we are today. The thing we ate, we've not been able to vomit it. The devil is smart. The Bible says he has wiles. He has strategies. The devil will never fight power with power. He will fight power with deception. He will keep telling you are anointed. He will tell you have what it takes. Go and see Morolake. Just at the eatery over there. Go, just catch up over one big pizza. Which flavor do you like? Pepperoni pizza. So you are formerly at Oshodi branch. What's your business in Oshodi branch? But you have to look for something to say. It's a 1 hour break. I used to have a friend. So you were at Coca-Cola. I have a brother in my church. Brackwinsy. Do you know? Coca-Cola is my girl. And he said, hey, see, this is a small word, though. Prayer warrior. Prayer till law. Prayer warrior. He that is always hasty will sin. Sometimes it's okay to be slow. Sometimes it's okay not to use makeup. It's for your own personal salvation. Because this requirement of holiness, it seems to me, please put up that scripture. It seems to me that this is not holiness from the Lord. It is you present. Did you say you present? You present. You are the one that will bring yourself and say, Baba, since I heard your command to come, I have put away Rolake. I have put away. Your wife may never know that in your heart lives 71 women. She may never know. Because you have shared your soul. You've been sharing it since campus. Sharing it. You now finally marry the innocent lady. But there's a struggle in your heart. So you will present your body holy. And that's why many of you, when you fast, is when you struggle with lust the most. Who knows what I'm talking about? God bless you. You don't say, where is it in the Bible? The person has raised up her hand. What else do you need? Say, present your bodies as holy. Present them as living sacrifice. Anything that represents deadness, death, don't touch it. Because it contaminates, that sacrifice will no longer be considered living sacrifice. The second condition for this person to be presented is that person must be holy and acceptable. That means that for God to touch you, I'm talking about being able to see visions with such near accuracy. 99.8 accuracy. We'll give 0.02 to God. The power of sight is fueled by these three conditions. And I'll show you why many of us, you know yourself, every time you pray, if you shut your eyes, you are praying and you are seeing visions. But in the last 3 months, nothing has happened to you, and you think you have grown spiritually. Something is wrong with you. You will need to go back and trace where you dropped your gift. Whether it was over a plate of shawarma. The devil has been after Samson for years. He couldn't get him. Until Delilah. There are certain conditions that you must personally meet for God to consider you acceptable. Please, are you with me? Some of these conditions are clearly written in scriptures. Some of them are unique to your lifestyle. Personal to you. If you grew up in a family where your parents were given to alcohol and they smoked in front of you, you may need to consecrate yourself. You may need to leave the house and go rent a room. Because if your dad tells you, go and buy me cigarette, Benson, those days, Benson, from Mama CD, you, as a Christian, you cannot say you will not go. except you don't want to go to school next time. And many of our parents did it deliberately. The moment they knew we were claiming to be Christians, they walked, they psychologically have attacked us. You too, you bought, have you? Which one did you buy? Or beer? You didn't buy beer. You bought beer, small, sometimes. And you was claiming to be a Christian. You was claiming to be a Christian. But God has forgiven you. Joel, where's Joshua? Joshua, you see, where's, did I tell you to go and buy me? Forget that I'm a pastor. This is your daddy talking. Did I ever tell you to go and do something? Don't worry about your school fees. I've given the money to your mom. Did I ever tell you to do anything that is not biblical? You have the right to disobey. Joel, you know you are my guy. Share your answer what I'm saying. You have the right to what? To disobey me. The day I tell you to do anything that you have seen in the Bible that God says we should not do, if I tell you to do it, if I tell you to do it, you have the right to disobey. Because an unjust law is not a law. An unjust law is not a law. An unjust law is not a law. An unjust, you must put that power in the hands of your children. Don't destroy them. There are things you must put around yourself. If your parents used to be very heavy on alcohol till they roll on the floor, you must either move and sleep under the bridge or squat somewhere. Okay, then you want to be reading there. That the boy is very brilliant. That you want to, you like studying with him. Look for a reason. Make sure you leave that place. If not, in trying to obey your parents, you become unacceptable to God. He said, do not touch the unclean thing and I will receive you. He said, this is your reasonable service. All of you in the Gideon's army. Sound of refuge. Pastors in church. Harvest Word. All our future pastors in the all over the world. Which is your reasonable service? That means God considers it reasonable. This is what, God is not a reasonable person. He said, but if you meet this condition, God says it's reasonable. He can relate with it. So you see that all your excuses, God doesn't really understand because it's not reasonable. Your excuses, why you cannot pray? Why you cannot fast? Why you cannot read your Bible? Why you cannot meditate? The worst thing is that some of you will be praying and chatting with Rolake, with Chioma. Say, I'm actually praying. Okay, hope you are praying for me. Are you all right? Are you all right? Chatting with somebody, a lady or a guy, and say, I'm actually praying. Pray for me. You can't pray. You are stealing my time with God. Ask my wife. If I'm praying, she talks to me, I ignore her. Even if she doesn't know, even if she's not aware I'm praying, but I sit down like this. You just see me staring at the TV. If I'm praying, if you talk to me, I will really answer you. Really, if I notice you are not getting the drift, I will now speak in tongues out so that you can carry your wahala and go. When it comes to prioritizing God, you must understand that God is a jealous God. God sees the way you treat other people and he sees the way you treat him. And for him to be jealous, it means he's emotional. So don't play games. Not only you get emotions. Verse 2. Quickly, let's round up. And do not be conformed to this world. Now, this is another matter, but I don't have time to look at this word here, the world. But this word here is not about the earth. It's talking about the world system, the way the world trends, talking about trends. You know, some of you, when you dance, you do like this, do like this, do like this. You do like this, do like this. You do like this, do like this, do like this, do like this. Trend. God said, do not be conformed to it. If God has to start listing all the things you should not be conformed to, there will be no space for this verse. So he just said, do not be conformed to this word. Anything that is trending, most likely God is not there. Are you here or have you left? Are you here or have you left? I'm not trying to kill your steez. Is that not how to, did I use it well? Okay. Well, reduce, have you? Okay. I will try to get more understanding of that word. But I told myself I will not know the meaning of this thing. I don't know. People just sit down somewhere and create something and say everybody should be saying it for what? God punish Satan. Do not be conformed. The language of the soul is conformity. The language of the soul is conformity. It's not to make you say it's a sin. It is to make you like them. The language of the soul is for you to be able to be a Christian here and be a sinner there, and you are comfortable. The language of the soul is conformity. When you are able to adapt and adjust, and you are not a problem to anybody here, you are not a problem to anybody here. You can be gay and speak in tongues. You can be a Christian. And I saw a lady, I put a video on my status last week. She said she speaks in tongues and she's gay. And that she feels the presence of God every time. Hallelujah. So now these are the people, and you will see all the likes and comments. And when you see the names of the people commenting, Michael, Jessica, Aturashe, you see Dorothy. These are people we named in church. Sheyi. They are Christian names. See, and you see the comments. I love your boldness, sister. God is love. One love. Who is this one's pastor? Who is this pastor? Do you know everybody's in church this morning? Do you know that everybody will be a product of what they heard in the next 7 days from this Sunday? A pastor, a woman was on TikTok and she was complaining. She was ranting. Say, her husband is a pastor. Bro Bimbo. Say, her husband is a pastor. But you know, in the US, you apply for jobs as a pastor. It's not the way we do it here. The husband applied for a job in a church. And at the last stage of the interview, they asked her husband a question. Say, oh, so our church is a Gen Z church. Are you here now? See, our church is a Gen Z church. We have mostly young people. We don't preach about sin here. Are you comfortable with that? Sir, are we applying for the role of a butcher or the role of a man of God? Please, I want you to process, because some of you are not aware why I am sounding like a madman now. But very soon, you will go to New York and New Jersey. Then you will know what I'm saying. I said a pastor was asked, can you be a pastor here and not preach about sin? That's the final question before we give you your offer letter. The man backed out. We don't know his name today, but we know his wife. The wife came online and said, oh, I always knew there was a big problem in church, but I didn't know it was this bad. That sin would be the deal breaker for a church to recruit you. They are not asking you, hope you believe in righteousness. Hope you believe in. They are asking you, can you preach in church? We want our young people to be motivated. We want to inspire them. That's why you listen to an average American message today. It's more inspirational and motivational. They don't talk to you about sin and righteousness. Because the day they talk about it, everybody will leave. That was the reason why they came. So you can have pastors dressing like schoolboys on the altar. They know exactly what they are doing. Listen to the message. Even if I don't want to judge your dressing, let me listen to your message. You will just notice that there seems to be a level of permissiveness. I don't know why God would say that male or female. I actually just wish God would just give us a go-between, like if some just want to be transgender, because it is the heart that matters. And when a person comes to Jesus, it is his heart that becomes a Christian. It is his spirit that becomes a Christian. The scripture says that there is no male or female in Christ, but all of us are one man in Christ. So I don't know why we make a big deal about gender when we are all one man in Christ. And you see people shouting, yeah! Yeah, preach it, pastor. Oh, yeah. Oh. The only thing you don't know is because you are attending a verse word. And may I not become normal to the point where I will now tell you it doesn't matter. God says that I must become acceptable. There is a God part to that transaction. But there's also a me part, where the way I stand before God, and God is saying, come my child, let me make up for what you lack. And he covers you with mercy. Please tell your neighbor, don't be reckless. Put up that scripture. He said, be transformed by the renewing of what? Now, when a man becomes a Christian, is his mind impacted? No. It is his spirit that becomes a Christian. This, see, let me tell you, foundational courses and family pattern, everything is in the soul. It's not in the spirit. Everything that you are struggling with, if you saw it in your father, you are seeing it now. Your parents, they mind the type of woman. You too, you find that naturally you are liking that type of woman. It's in this place. It's in this place. Your dad was a police officer. He was collecting money on the express till he retired. Huh? You know what I mean? He was collecting money. If you don't pay him, he will tell you to pack. You are not a police officer. But you find that naturally you are inclined towards begging. And you always beg people that find it difficult to say no to you. Because they say, when you request, they are in a tight corner. They have to do something. This year, say no to some people. When you say no, call me. Then I will send a text to that person to come and see me. Because it's a spirit of poverty. Most things people are doing is in the bloodline. But they are not aware. And the strength of the bloodline is in the mind. Give me that scripture again. He said, be transformed. What is another word for transform? Change. What's another word? Help me. Give me another version. Maybe amplify the message. If you can quickly get. I want us to look down on that word. But that word transformation is similar to what you will refer to as a process of metamorphosis of a butterfly. That's what God is talking about. From egg, larva to pupa, hair and all those things. Do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually. Do you have any other version there? Living Bible, Living Message. This is amplified. Do you have Message? Don't be so well adjusted to your culture. You see now? I told you, they made you bridesmaid. You, a prayer warrior. They now put you in front. You don't even know yourself. If you actually knew who you were, and now heaven values you, and now hell fears you, you will not turn yourself to a Salome. If only you knew. The problem we have is that we don't know. If you know who God has made you, and how heaven sees you, how they carry you, how they wish the whole earth knew who you are. Give me that scripture. He said, do not be so well adjusted. And this is what we have been doing, adjusting. One of my sisters here went to work and they told them to come and be doing yoga. Ejo, I want to ask you, is it not work we came to do? And they gave people query. But that Sunday, I still spoke against it. While she was here, shakatabayaba, they were giving them query for not coming to yoga class. Or why did you fix it on Sunday? In this land, they are here already. Be doing sleaze. Or what? Steeze. You don't worry. Don't worry. Very soon, I will not be here to make you feel bad. But you will know that I warned you. Don't worry. Put up that scripture. Don't be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Is that not what we are doing? Yeah. Is that not what we are doing? All our dance steps, where are they from? From the church? Answer me now. Sounds of refuge. Can you, this your dance step, if you stand before God, can you actually do it? The reason why you are dancing like this, is it not because of the way Joseph is beating that drum? If the Lord Almighty in his holiness was standing in front of you, just check yourself. Forget about this madman. Just look in your mind that this thing, you that dance, do you think you can do it in front of him? Okay, let me not ask you to answer. This is how to work with God though. Don't feel sad. Just go and change. After this service, I will go back and listen to this message because I don't want to be destroyed. Even me, I don't want to be destroyed. I know what these people who specialize as Gen Z is not the problem. They met something on the ground. They met your irresponsibility. Do not fit into it without thinking. He said, instead, fix your attention on God and you will be changed from inside out. readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to his level of immaturity. Please give me back King James. As a pastor, and please hear me, this church is going to be 10 years in March. I don't know what I have not heard. I know people who have accused me that I don't know how to do ministry. In this Lagos, they feel I'm not matured. I don't know how to be diplomatic. It's better that we talk about this thing so that you can watch my back and I can watch your back. Nobody is perfect. But the day you see me, they say, Pastor, no, you are my brother. Don't call me senior pastor. They say, you are my brother. Eh? Brother Gbenga. The way you are holding me somehow. Hello, are you still in this church? You people are not talking. I hope you people are sent. I hope it was God that brought you to this church.
Yes, sir.
I said, the moment anybody starting from myself, eh? You know, there are hogs and there are hogs. Eh? This is Ugo here. There are very, maybe apart from my wife, there are very few ladies on earth that I can hug the way I hug her. Huh? So don't think you may not be in the same category with her. Because me, I'm afraid of you. If I hug Star Emi, my prayer life will go up. She's so holy. I have mothers here. Some people feel I don't know how to do ministry. I don't know how to do concert. I don't know how to do the things. Esa, God, after Jesus served his generation for 3.5 years, how many people were at the upper room? 120. Sir, how many people did he feed 5 loaves and 2 fishes? There was another time he fed 7,000. The scripture talks about everywhere it goes, multitude. But if that day of Pentecost was the last day on earth, 120. It's not about what you do on Sunday. What can you say no to on Monday? You can't live here and you all got the ogables in the name of we are modern, full blown chested hogs and you say it's this? It's not this. You need deliverance. You that you know what you are struggling with, and your area of specialization is in hugging. No, the moment you hug the first time. The second time I say, just brother Benka. So were you at the Bible study yesterday? Say, yeah, I joined online. You know, there was something pastor said. Change the conversation before he put poison in your soul. You know, I've heard it before. But when he said it, it struck me. Say, do not be conformed. Throw the thing back immediately. Do not be conformed. This your hug is not spiritual. He will be angry, but you have redeemed his soul. Don't sleep, oh. If you sleep now, that means there's a devil working against your death. Put up that scripture. I'm sorry, oh. Today I actually had a very good message, but manage this one. Next Sunday, I promise you, I will tell you something you really like. Do you like this one?
Yes,
they will not like it. But you must hear it. If you sleep, you will see me in your dream. This is what took some people to the UK. Their spiritual life, their lantern put out. Did you see the cold last month or 2 months ago? All of us were freezing. Meanwhile, in the UK, minus Yatekaba, Yatekaba. You cannot pray Adura Dakejeje. Do you know what Adura Dakejeje is? In our old church, they call it silent prayer. They give us like 5 minutes in our church. Everybody commune with his God. You tell him what is on your heart. We have it in my former church. I don't know about the church you went to. No matter how noisy the service is, they will give us that 5 minutes. Everybody commune with God. Huh? You cannot commune with God quietly in UK. If you try it, you will sleep. Because the cold, the weather, and an angry boss is waiting for you. And you miss the train. May the Lord help you. Say, do not be conformed to this world. Give me that scripture. But be transformed by the new. So what is God's remedy for transforming the mind? Huh? What is God's remedy for fixing the problem in the mind? Okay, wait. What is the mind? The mind is the knowledge bank of your soul. Everything you know today in your life is in your mind. When they say, remember what we discussed last week, they are putting pressure on your mind to recall something that we will not discuss last week. That's the thing. So your mind has so many things. Movies you've watched, it was you that forgot the movie. It's in your mind. Do not be conformed to this world. It's very easy to become like the world. So to free yourself from the world, you must free your mind. And to free your mind, you must begin to put in a new type of information. Deliberately. You see the way you add the milk. The way you add the Milo. The way you are now pouring the water gently. You will put your mind in ICU. Intensive care unit. The day I became afraid. Well, then I went to visit one of our Christian sisters. No hole in her ear. No earring. No makeup. No nothing. And I met her at home. This fervent Christian. Like fervent. And she was watching, in the days of video, she was watching a movie on the cassette player. And there was a scene there that as I was coming in, that was the scene. She now quickly forwarded it. And I said, sister, that, you know, in those days, we challenge each other. I don't know about you, sir, when we're on campus, sir, when we resume from school, Robinbo, maybe you know what I'm saying. When we resume from school and we go to the fellowship, the first thing they will ask is, how are you? How's your Christian life? Abi? No, Ejo, am I lying? No, am I lying? Sir?
Going on holiday, you'll be told
what people, not to do.
Yeah, what not?
What not to do? They won't assume. You see, some of you think I'm mad. Shall you see that I'm not alone? We are two mad men here. That was how church was. Nobody will allow you to commit sin. And if you have been sinning 1 week before you resume, you start rearranging yourself. Because the moment Brother Lawrence or Brother Bimbo ask you, how's your spiritual life? It will show, you can't lie. You can't lie. Now people lie, even in the presence of the Spirit, they lie. They lie on the altar. What God did not do, they say God did it. Say it's a testimony. In my church in Nepal, they say, tell us how it happened. Starting with your salvation experience. Because if you are not born again, you shouldn't even be standing. It's salvation you need, not testimony. Say, you must renew your mind by feeding it with new information. And may I also say, that reduces the number of pastors you can listen to. See, I'm a pastor. Eh? But I also know where Jesus brought me from. I know the old man in me. That wicked man, that man that loves sin, that man that loves very yellow and very black. I know that man is there. So I have to put myself under a condition where I am not always available. There's one prophet that sang a song that is not available. What is written in Malachi chapter 3 verse 2? Who knows it here? And collect $100. Malachi 3:2. If you know that prophet and you don't know Malachi 3:2, there's going to be a problem in this church right now. Malachi chapter 3 verse 2. Hey! Oluwa, please give my scripture. I don't want Paola beg. That brother is going to be a Christian very soon. Now, I was talking about the closed vision. And I said, look at this area of your mind. The moment your mind is renewed and changed to a certain point, where the word of God can influence it. If you are reading the NIV version, you must have the King James beside it. Why? Who knows why? Do you know that the NIV, the publishers who bought that, is it printing or whatever, media house or whatever, with the right to publish NIV, they are homosexually inclined. And they have edited some verses out of that. So, all of it, I say, I like my Bible on my tablet. It's good. Go and buy old copy. The one that they sell at Wonderland. The old Bible with a hardcover. Because very soon they will buy King James. While you are here, shout Holy Ghost, they are buying your Bibles and editing it. So that when your children grow up, because you've already preached and said, it's not in Greek or Hebrew. Your children will not read Greek or Hebrew. They will be reading the new Bible. Queen James. You've not heard of Queen James. Who has seen Queen James here online? Who has seen it online? Ugo, you sent it to me. Well, you've seen it. Queen James Bible is the King James Bible upside down. But there's problem. The Lord asked me a question 2 weeks ago. He said, any business that doesn't have a sales strategy, business development strategy, what happens to that business? They die. What is Christianity's business development strategy? Evangelism. Who said evangelism? Wonderful. Which means, okay, how many of you have won 10 souls this year? I'm not looking up, so I won't see you. Angels, count them. Now, do you see the problem? You can go and protest at Ojota, but the joke is on you. Because what this means is that 50 years from now, our children will not be taught the tenets and doctrines of the faith. They will be listening to motivational messages with reading from and quoting Queen James Bible on Sunday and quoting edited homosexual NIV translations if you don't have the old one. That's why you are here shouting. And because we have raised people in church, who sat in church, sat amongst us, saw our weaknesses, and they took a step against us. The scripture said they went from us because they were not part of us. They left us and they capitalized on our error. They separated the body of Christ so that even when you go elsewhere and you see somebody from Anglican church, you don't believe they are Christians. You don't believe because in your own church you speak in tongues. Excuse me, speaking in tongues is not the qualification for heaven. It's faith in Christ. Amen. You don't need to speak in tongues to go to heaven. You need to believe in Jesus. If you want to know the benefit of speaking in tongues, I will tell you. But for you to live here, and say, oh, because you are going to have a sword, you look down on somebody that attends another church, maybe Anglican or Presbyterian, and you think you are better than them. Those people have discipline. All of them are in church today. Huh? Our parents are still going to the same old churches they didn't change. You have changed 5 churches in 2 years. Look how the scripture says. It says that when put on that scripture. It says, when my mind is renewed, I will be able to what? What is that word proof? Do you know what it means? Do you know what the word proofs mean? It said, test all things. Prove. It said, prove all things and get what is right. Identify the truth in any matter. The ability to prove all things comes from the renewing of the mind. If you allow steeds and modern trends to sit comfortably in your heart and you are sleeping with somebody you want to get married to and you say, after we are going to get married, the joke is on you. The joke is on you. The joke is on you. You want to be a modern wife? You want to be a Beyonce with anointing of the Linsek? Huh? You want to have steeds? Huh? You want to be anointed, but in the place of prayer, but you also want to be, what's the name of this woman that is very crazy like this? One black American that is very crazy like that. I forgot, I will not even remember her name in Jesus' name. That used to rap, she's a rapper. Sister Nicki Minaj. You want to be like that, you want to be both persons. You are in the outer court. I know you will not like what I'm saying though. But I don't want you to go to hell. Because on that day, Jesus didn't tell, you have been deceived. They've lied to us. Musa, they've lied to us. Our Lord Jesus with his own mouth said, he said, depart from me. Did he say those who didn't believe in him? He said, workers of iniquity. It was Jesus that was talking. Because some people like to quote Paul. And Jesus said, workers. Practitioners of sin. He didn't say whether it was trend or not trend. Practitioners. Do you know how many gospel musicians that we knew in the US and in Australia that suddenly became global? They blew up after they started relating with the LGBT community. Do you know how many of them have come out to say Christ is not the only way? Maybe you are not online. Maybe you only listen to Nigerian news. When you go online, you become afraid of the next 50 years. You don't want to be around. An average Christian cannot memorize scripture again. An average Christian cannot explain the basic doctrine of faith. The average Christian, the least among us. You see some of these young children, in those days when we were in Jehovah's Witness, they hold our hands like this. They don't know anything, no, but they have one main Bible verse that they give to them. You see all those small children, they are already training them. They are already training them. How many people do you know? Very few that can leave those kind of places. Because they were trained from when they were very young. I don't have anything against Joanne. I even respect them because somehow they seem to know what they are doing and they continue even though they know it's wrong. They prove. He said the ability to prove. Eh? Put up that scripture. The ability to prove what is what. So there are three layers of there are three layers where we must develop tenacity to prove, to synthesize, to analyze, to be able to look and say, is this God or not? If some guy is standing in front of you and he say, you know, I just believe the Lord has laid, you know, laid you upon my heart, and he's speaking Christianese, speaking Christian language, don't answer him that day. Eh? If you don't want to pray, just call me. I will send my boys. They'll go and check him at the office and see the kind of conversation he has. Eh? When I was in Oshoni Bank training school, I thought we were many Christians until they took us to the beach on our graduation day. Said to somewhere on the island to go and party. That was the day I heard that song. Something do you because they shall you. See, that was 2007-8. The song is still in my soul. I heard it once. The way the boy danced, I still remember. I still remember. And you are here. You think you know yourself. I heard it only once. Only once in the party. The guy had my friend, he had a kind of a Smirnoff. I didn't drink the thing. It was coke I drank. But look at how one visual. 2008. How many years is that? Huh? No. Maybe it's earlier. I don't know. Okay, let's say 16. Imagine, just at the beach where you are relaxed. Something to you, because shy. I didn't realize it. I didn't learn it. Do you know how many Christian songs? I was listening to, what's that song we are listening to this morning as we are coming? By David Dams. Only Yeshua. We sang the song this morning. If you know how many times I rehearsed that song and I forgot. I rehearsed the song and I forgot immediately. And like after 2 minutes, I wanted to sing to my, I couldn't sing. I played it again. I still couldn't sing it. Because until you can sing it without the song, don't wait. I sang it. I was so, So I played it again this morning. He apparently knew the song he was singing. I was struggling. I was just saying, Holy Yeshua, Holy Yeshua, Holy. That's how I'll be doing till I will get it. But I went for a party where they said, before we start, let somebody pray for us. Shayo, one Smirnoff. I'm Smirnoff. You graduate to 3-3 from 3-3. You graduate to NSC from NSC. No going back. You now met Linda or Cassandra. And Shah, no, I can't marry a man that is perfect. You must have one thing that you are saying. Haven't you heard people like that? Haven't you heard people like that? You just there like this. You just there like this. You know they drink. You know they smoke. Somebody dumped somebody. A lady dumped a brother in this church. Because the brother said he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't womanize. The lady said, I can't marry you. You must have one. When I shout, it's because I know something I'm not saying. I thought it was men that dumped women. The sister, though she's not a member of this church, she dumped our own brother. Somebody that I have been begging to get married, he refused. The lady he now wanted dumped him. The relationship did not start before it ended. Because she asked him just one question. Do you love women? Do you drink? Do you smoke? He said, neither. He said, no. I cannot be with you. So when women are crying sometimes that their husbands are cheating, they are not angry. They know. I was working in a bank and a customer came to me and said, I've told him, you can do what you like, but don't let me, I don't want to see her. Just be doing it, but I don't want to see her. We've been sitting on a keg of gunpowder. Everybody goes to church. So what's their pastor telling them? And you that you are listening to me, that you are angry now, but you can't say it. The Lord open your eyes. Amen. If not, I will look like a comedian or a madman. Put up that scripture. The goal here is that many times when God speaks, the challenge is that we are not very sure. That's the problem. Most times we are not sure. If the Lord brings somebody into your life, many times you really don't know who that person is. And nobody really knows anybody. Do you agree with me? really don't know anybody. Sometimes you even do things that you are even surprised at yourself. So nobody really knows anybody. How do we know that this brother that is just giving his life to Christ today will be a great man of God tomorrow? This is the test. It must pass the test of goodness. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? This Bible is complete. You just need to fly back and look at it. Don't rush it. Relax. He said you must prove what is good. Now, to define good becomes the next question. And the perfect, we start from Genesis chapter 1. The scripture said that everything God created was what? So the question here is that, do I perceive that this person that is in front of me was brought by the Lord? It is a perception matter. You are not even sure. But do I really, is there a part of me where the Holy Spirit is saying, this person is in your life for a reason? You can't prove it. Is there a sense in which you perceive that this person is in your life for a reason? How to prove? That means when talking about good, we are looking at the quality of that product, the character. What is this character consistent? Is this someone that only goes to church because you remind him? Is this someone that if you turn your back for 2 weeks, we start drinking Gouda and Shekpe? Or is he convinces himself that Smenoff is a good ground, it's not really bad, it's not really good. He's still around the Smenoff area. An unbeliever told me, say, this thing has a core. Say, Pastor, you know if you drink her. An unbeliever. Meanwhile, I had other Christians convincing me that he just has a, what's the percentage now? They told me, they didn't read their Bible, but they read the can and saw the percentage. They didn't read their Bible, but they saw the percentage that this thing is also percent. Yeah, so it's just a tiny. Eh? You say tiny? Ah. So when we talk about good, what are we talking about? The character of that thing. What did I say? The character, the quality. Is it consistent? Is there any part of God that will say no to this thing? This is how to look at a matter. Because when Cinderella is standing in front of you, all you will see is a flawless skin. You cannot make a decision with her standing in front of you. She has to go first. Enter into your prayer closet. Let the effect of that mesmerization first go. You pray till it goes. We must prove the will of God must have these three categories. Good, acceptable, and perfect. That means this thing must be good, not only to you, but in the sight of God. It must be acceptable to God. It must be perfect. So these are things that happen when your mind is renewed. You can now enter into that level where God can begin to give you impressions, visual impressions. You will be seeing things in your mind, but you're actually seeing visions. You are seeing clear-cut visions. If the way I prophesy in this church sometimes, if I have to be reading it or hearing it, you will not go home. I have to be hearing from or seeing from a level that is way faster. So I can be prophesying to her and then stop and say, this other person, as you are coming, then come, continue here, and I will not lose my traction. You can't read that one. You can't hear it. It's either you are seeing it or you are knowing it. There's a level that is called knowing. For that level to be accurate and for close visions to be accurate, and when I say close visions, the visions of your heart and your mind, those things you are seeing, sometimes when you pray, you see them in your mind. For that one to be razor sharp and accurate, your mind must be renewed. Why do we find eagles as one of the few birds that understand the concept and principle of retreating? Why is it that the doctors will tell you that if you do not rest, one day, your body will choose a day for you that you will not like? Many of you, let's even talk about this, that love counseling. Say, I'm looking across, sir. You not say I'm looking at only you. The pastor's job has been one of the most difficult to quantify. One day I prayed for someone here, and as I laid my hands, I slept off. Like, I literally slept off. The person saw me that I had gone. The person waited, say, amen. Amen. When I opened my eyes, I didn't realize the last thing I said. I didn't remember the last thing I said. I just used garage, just used time, just said something. Then I said, Pastor, there's one other thing I want to discuss. Listen, if whatever is wrong with you cannot be said in 2 minutes, you don't understand it. It is unfair of you. If you have not listened to my message back to back, you now come into the office to repeat what I already addressed. It's not fair. And I noticed I'm the only one in the whole world doing it. I was standing beside Bishop Edekwa at Canaan Land, at his office. After the service, see people, say, you're released. In Jesus' name. He did not even ask you, sorry, waiting at the, picking at the fire. You are released. Take it. Next Sunday, see all of them coming to share testimony. So I've changed. So Sunday, we have settled this matter today. If you want to greet me, you can send me a text message, send me a WhatsApp. See, most of the time when I get home, I'm useless to my people at home. But my doctors are saying, Pastor, you need to be resting. How can I rest when we've not won everyone to Christ? Meanwhile, I'm not even doing evangelism. It's counseling. The pastor's job has been very difficult to quantify. Most people don't know how emotionally investing, physically exhausting, this thing is. I can preach for 20 minutes. This is why I preach for 2 hours. So that I can save myself 40 hours of counseling. But if you cannot listen to the message, the counseling will not help you. The eagle knows how to retreat. The eagle knows when he's getting tired. The eagle will take itself away from men, from animals, from birds, from his family, and begin to pluck out his own feathers till he becomes a chicken. Skinned chicken. But before it does that, it will gather food. Take it up to a mountain where no bird can get to. It takes its time. It's going for a retreat. Oh. Eagle knows how to retreat. But it will gather food. Take it up to a mountain. What are these things I'm talking about here? He gets some type of messages. Get brother Billy Akoni. Get a roommate. You can go online, see pastor's message. Get some. I know you don't like my voice, but you can get some of my messages too. Call me, I'll just hit you. Bam. They can leave it. That lady wants to propose, she's sitting beside you. But of course, this message now, you cannot talk again. Me and God, we are even laughing at you. Get some conk message. You don't do retreat with some kind of messages. Jesus is going to help you. It's going to be a good day. It's retreat. It's retreat, oh. In order for us to advance, we must first retreat. So, we get some kind of messages. We don't listen to every kind of song. We get some kind of songs that will help us navigate the spiritual realm in the place of prayer. You can delete your WhatsApp while you are there. Or, if you don't want to delete WhatsApp, delete TikTok, delete Instagram. Which one again? Facebook is for Christians. Twitter. So you won't know who is fighting who. Delete that one. Don't watch channels, news, CNN, anything. Don't know whether there's protest. Like if you're on the mountain now for 3 weeks, you know you won't know if they're protesting here. You don't know. You will just enter, just see that they blocked you. Say, what's going on here? See, there's a new Nigeria. I'm telling you how to retreat. Because one of the things that is significant with an eagle is that it is a creature of strength. The eagle is a creature of what? Of strength, immense strength. An eagle can soar and pick an animal twice its size and height and weight. Have you seen this documentary? I don't know if you've seen this. An eagle landed on the floor, picked a large serpent. Oh, beautiful. Oh, I understood warfare. Have you seen that video ago? Oh my goodness. It picked up that serpent and the serpent kept biting it. Kept biting it. What did eagle do? It kept going higher. You see, this is how to win warfare. You keep going higher. Keep going higher. The higher it went, it became difficult for the serpent to breathe. Oh my God. That's why I love that. You see, so he said, this is how we fight our battles. Huh? He said, you see, the problem is that you saw the battle, you started crying. You gave up. Nobody understands me. Even my friend turned against me. Excuse me, how do you think we got here? That's how we got here. If everybody was rooting for a Brobin, but you won't be here. You have to deal with the fact that you are alone. And that if you survive, it will be on your head. You took responsibility. Nobody's coming to give you money. Start selling something. the creature kept going higher and higher. The more the warfare intensified, the creature did not look back. The bear just kept going higher, kept going higher, kept going higher, kept going higher, kept going higher. Are you telling me that as the serpent was stinging or biting that bear, it was not injecting poison? Oh my God. But there is a height. There is a height in God where warfare are not permitted. There is a height in God. It's called the holiest of all. No warfare is permitted there. The warfare can happen in the outer court. The warfare can happen in the holy place. But when you enter into the holiest of all, there is only one language that is called holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of His glory. There is only one language in His presence. It is a language of His power. It is a language of His glory. It is a language of the praise of God. And as long as you keep marching there, don't stop. Don't stop. I know you are getting weak. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. The creature died in space. Why? Because there is a level you get to, you begin to lose oxygen. You begin to lose oxygen. And the creature died without the eagle having to fight. Without the eagle having to fight. The bear, this kind of bear is a creature of strength. And the Christian was likened to an eagle. He said, those who wait upon the Lord. He said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like what? Like eagles. When you feel that intense warfare coming from your husband or from your wife or from your boss at the office, they are not your enemies. Just keep your eyes up. If you look down, you will complain. If you look down, you will be infected. Just keep looking up. You raise your voice. Shout your doubts down. Shout your fear down. Shout your insecurities down. The devil is telling you you're going to be divorced. You shout the devil down. I say you shout the devil down. You take him higher. He come higher. Follow me, follow me. You are that old serpent that deceived Adam and deceived Eve. But I'm going to take you on a journey now where there will be no return. Hiali makura. You take the devil on a journey. Bam! He suffocates. If you stay long enough, he will suffocate. That's the problem. If you feed on cheese ball and all those things, you don't have staying power. You don't have staying power. If you want to cook beans, you must have patience. If you want to cook beans, you must have patience. If it's the kind of beans that we eat in the north, those white beans, you will cook it for hours. You have to be patient. So when you eat the beans, you have to enjoy it. Because you use firewood. You use kerosene. You use many things. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Those that observe idols. You want to marry, but in your mind, you know why you want to marry. Ah, they also catch you. You wake up and realize that, you know, you are not aware that you snore. Then she will wake you up and say, what is this? Why can't you comport yourself? What? A man of God like me? Say you are snoring. I'm snoring. Your own is even good. What if she's the one that snores like a machine? Like she's praying. And she's not going to die till she's 120. This is what you have married. People have unhealthy, unrealistic expectations. They are not aware that they married a real person, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, and that she's not an angel. The only reason why you married her is because you decided you wanted to get married. If you chose to be celibate or single, you will not have this problem. You may not even know that you are a super snorer. But now, both of you are competing. Some of you are not aware that this woman loves to sleep. She doesn't like to wake up early. She doesn't like to wake up early. But when you are deceiving yourselves, holy makasiada, she responds to you in tongue. Heli matobiasa. Haremaladaboshai. Say, I love your fire. Say, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to marry you. Zelemeloko sianda. Oh, what a prayer warrior. I married a prayer warrior. You better marry a wife. Not a prayer warrior. Marry a wife. Marry a wife. She will take care of you. Don't marry a prayer warrior. Marry a wife that can pray. Then both of you can wake up in the morning and say, the way you were snoring last night, the both of you will laugh. Because you don't have unhealthy expectations. But believe me, you haven't seen snoring yet. Just wait. You'll be married next year. You will know that this heaven, there are two types. Listen to me. This creature of strength has the ability to live for over 100 years. Because it knows how to renew its strength. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the ways the eagle knows that it is getting tired is that many times when it begins to soar and it tries to attack, dive and attack and pick up an animal, it notices that it begins to miss. It begins to miss. Or sometimes it grabs a live goat and the goat drops again. Ah, what's wrong with my claws? My use of the word of God is no longer sharp. My ikazala, I can no longer spend 2 hours in God's presence. I'm always looking at the wristwatch. Before now, when I pray, I get to a breakthrough point. Before I leave my prayer room, right now I just pray to mark register. My temper level. The way I snap at my husband now is with the Holy Ghost. I'm always angry. I'm always raising my voice. You need a retreat. You need a retreat. You see, if you don't know how to read the sign, you won't know. You won't know why you're always getting angry. God is trying to tell you you are using yesterday's anointing. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. This anointing is stale. It's not fresh. Come back. And this one you are coming is 14 days. You will not preach. Sit down in church. Let somebody else preach. Because many times we have made our pastors idols. That even if I come to church and I sit down and I don't step on the spot, I say, oh, Pastor, what's wrong? Everything okay? Nothing's wrong with me. Leave me. Leave me. Let me stay with God. It was the people Moses was fighting for that destroyed him. God, don't destroy them. They pushed him until he lost his temper. What Satan could not achieve, anger achieved it in one day. Come back home. See, the moment you begin to find that those things you will do easily, you are now struggling. You need a retreat. Before you go on retreat, pack food. Get messages. Get your scriptures. Don't come carelessly. Don't come and say, when I come, God will tell me what to pray. Hey, prepare. Prepare also that you'll be here for 7 days. As you are going to walk, you are not going to play with anybody. Sit down quietly. You are not going to check Facebook, check Twitter, check anything that is not work related. You are not going to see the next tease. You are not going to look out for the next gossip. You are going to delete the app. And if God helps you, you can't remember your password, let the Twitter be gone forever. You will unearth yourself. Unburden yourself. You will unburden yourself. Everything that will act against the purpose of this retreat, you must remove it before you come. These are the new gods. WhatsApp. TikTok. Huh? You just find that somehow your answers are very quick. Papa, you've liked. Papa, that's how you've been doing. Till your destiny became cold. Papa, 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 papa. Liking every likable. Papa, papa, papa. Come and say delete. Come and say delete. You have to delete. If you are not ruthless, Satan will hold you. If you are not stubborn, they will hold you. You have to be mad. The devil must see you and say, this one is mad. This one is not normal. This one is not normal. Oko gentle, his face looks gentle, but he's mad. This one is mad. He's mad. He got his madness from the presence of God. He's mad. He's mad. And when you go, you only know the day you come. It is the day the Lord says you can go that the fasting ends, that the retreat ends. Sometimes the Lord will tell you, come with food. Huh? And you tell your wife, I will be in this room, but I will not be coming to the parlor. Because there's a big TV in the parlor. And anytime you see that TV, your hand just goes to Netflix spam. So you tell your wife, between you and myself, the next 1 week, I will only come to the parlor when I'm taking the children to school. When I come back, I'm going into the room. If anybody comes and says they are looking for me, except the person is my dead father that we buried in 1996, don't call me.
Don't call me. Send a message to Pastor Gwinga. Pastor, I'm going on a trip. Please, I cover your prayers. I'll be unavailable. Bam. Send it. Turn off your phone. Don't wait for my reply. Turn off your phone. You must be mad. Because the forces that are pulling against you, they are also very rugged. The ego must know when to back off and say, ah, Baba, you don't deal with. It will move away. Do you know the, how the eagle, a creature, a bird, is able to think in this way, get food, and stay away for months? Months, till it grows new feathers and new talons. It feeds, it just stays there. Why would God refer to us like eagles? Because we must have the ability to wait. The greatest character of a Christian is the ability to wait. To stay with God and not move an inch until God says move. That ability can only be learned if you are rugged. If you are not rugged, you will make hasty decisions and destroy what God has not yet concluded. And you will say it did not work. Meanwhile, you are not patient. Come on, say, Lord, I receive grace. Come on, say, Lord, I receive grace. And if you are telling me because you live in Lagos that this cannot happen, listen to me. Satan doesn't care. Your boss doesn't care. They will tell when they want to move the battery in Orchard, they will tell you to come on Sunday morning. And they know you're a pastor. They tried it with me. They told me to come on Sunday morning. Everybody banquet was in the office. I came here to preach. I had a query waiting for me. It didn't matter. As it pertains to my God, I have a bias. I have a bias. I gave you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday mornings after service. If you cannot honor a few hours with my God, send your query. But if I now want to deal with you, I know what to do. But I could also take it up legally and make money. Because my contract with you does not involve Sundays. I got a query. In my HR, everybody in the bank was copied. All the copyables were copied. That who are you? You are just an acting head of operations and those senior to you, any assistant manager, deputy, they were here. Are they not Christians? I said, I'm a different type. I'm a different type. I don't know why they didn't come. But me, I had a reason not to come. That was my response. The same person that gave the query called me, say, don't respond to you. Don't respond. I learned warfare from the first day in the bank when my regional manager told me, you will not be confined in this bank. I don't have it. Look at this, my innocent face. If you imagine how I looked then, this innocent face, why you just hate me? Okay, you will not be confirmed. The way I look at you, I don't like you. For no reason. Why did the other vice president hate Daniel? There was no reason. Not because of his God. Do you think they need any reason to hate you? Do you think that warfare that came against you was just about you? Just about your family? Because they know the role you are playing in your family. If they get you, they've gotten your family. Because they know the role you play financially, spiritually in your family. I know how the devil moved me. Some things I cannot say in public because of ourselves. I know how the devil moved me. Moved me to go against my parents. The devil moved me, spoke to me. Now you are anointed. You can go against them. And they kept putting me under pressure, until the Lord said, look, I don't expect your mom to be perfect, but do not remove the Asian landmark. Huh? The problem you will create, prayer will not be able to solve it. The problem you will create for yourself by going against her, prayer won't be able to fix it. Don't try it. If the kitchen is too hot, leave the kitchen. So I calm down. You know what it means to sit in the midst of people and they are giving ungodly counsel. And God asks you to just keep quiet and be listening. This thing is real. I know the day I was coming to this church, I was heading the Idumota branch of my bank. And I was coming and my car did 360 degrees. I was rushing to church. Pastor David was calling me, "Pastor, it's time for you to preach." My car did 360 on Third Mainland because I was speeding down here. I don't know what happened. MJ, do I speed? She said, I don't think I speed, but the car just did 360. So whatever that means to you, people now park like, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" I was just trying to get to church. But is that a reason to tell anybody? Who will know? Who will say, if you don't go to church today, can't you go next week? That's where the natural man thinks. I was rushing to church and I came in that Sunday. Lift up your hands and let's bless him. And I didn't talk about it. And the devil told me, "Look, you are going to die. And when you die, you will now know that you are not wise. There are other people who have been pastors before you. But what did Jesus say? He said, the zeal of your house has consumed me." So if something happens to my zeal for God, that means it's time to go on a retreat. That day I came in and I saw Pastor Ayo here. And the question was, I was trying to rush to church, but Pastor Ayo didn't tell me he was coming. He was already here. The devil was talking to me. "Slow down. Slow down." I told myself, I said, the day I die and I see him, is the day I will slow down. No, I will not slow down. That's how they got King David. He slowed down. And then married another woman. Killed his right hand man. Slept with his wife. Made his son king. That one married 1,000 women. Brought his own son too. That one has scattered everything finally. Because of one indiscretion. Slow down. Know when it is time to go on a retreat. When your zeal for God is going down, it's time to go on a retreat. When you begin to find reasonable explanations for things that God is very clear about, it's time to go what? On a retreat. When you no longer love the company of believers, it is time to go on a retreat. When you begin to question the authority of Scripture, it is time to go where? When you find that you are always weak and tired and now using more energy and more strength to achieve what you would have done normally with just some little energy, it is time to go on a retreat. When you now find that you are struggling to hear God, it's qualified, it's confirmed. Go on a retreat. When your passion for lost souls can no longer be found, it's time to go on a retreat. But when you pass this test and you have gone, and I can assure you, Adeshola, it will not be for 1 week. You know, God most times doesn't get visitors. It will shock you. When you have passed this test of staying with him, like Moses, left the entire church, went to God for 40 days, he came back with a song. You come 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 back with a song. You are fresh, ready to go. Some people did not come to church again because they say, "This Moses, we don't know what happened to him." The day you hear that I'm not in church for 30 days, don't look for me. I went to see the one who called me. So don't panic. When they release me, I will come. Don't die because of God's work, because of the lack of wisdom. Know when your body is telling you it's time to go on a retreat. When you begin to pray about a matter and the problem refuses to get resolved and it's now becoming defiant, don't pray again. Go back and check. What is giving this thing the audacity to talk back? Let's check. Then God will tell you, in the last 6 months, you have demonstrated a high level of pride as a result of the way I answered your prayers. Which one is pride in that one? No. You see, you share the testimony as though you knew it would happen. As if you didn't trust me. You just prayed and you knew it would happen. So we put a red flag on you and we toned down the anointing. That's why now you will need to pray for 4 hours to get the same result. Until we check you that it is safe to release you again. We all need to go on a retreat. Yes. We all need to go on a retreat. Now, we had a fasting, 21 days fasting and prayer. Praise God. Are you ready for another one? Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to find your steals? If I ask you guys to meet me online for the next 14 days, and you will not be late for 2 hours, and it will be on Zoom, and we will permit people to just open a scripture and permit everybody to contribute and bless each other, just teach each other. Wouldn't that be a great idea? Huh? Will it be a great idea if we come on a Sunday and there's no pastor preaching, we just present a scripture and ask everybody to contribute? Wouldn't that be a great idea? Huh? Some of you don't know how loaded you are, but on that Sunday you will know. So you should expect that from now on. Come on, say amen. So that day, I will ask Sister Patience to be the moderator, or I will ask one of our ushers to be the moderator. And then I will say, today, tell me 5 things you have learned from disobeying God's word or God's command. Then you will share your personal experience. Because sometimes people don't know that there is consequence for disobedience. See, as I'm talking now, some of you will notice that the lust level in your heart has gone down temporarily. Amen and amen. 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 See, you can't lust now. Because the ego in you is rising. Go on a retreat. When you go, I challenge you. I challenge you. It's a challenge. To delete TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Leave your Gmail. Block all your friends that normally send you all those. Just block them for 1 week. Block them. Leave only your office groups on Slack and everything. Leave those ones. And then when you go with a song. I learned that song from Pastor Ayo. Eh? You know that song? It's our pop. It's our song. Eh? It's a Yoruba song. Who knows the song? Moti goke, Oluwa o. Moti goke, Oluwa lo. Nibiti ati so, agbara mi dotun. Eh o. We will run, not faint. On the mountains of our... Now that song says in Yoruba, we have climbed and we have come to the mountains of the Lord. We have come to the mountains of the Lord. And this is where our strength will be renewed. See, here, when we run, we will not be tired. When we walk, we will not faint. And all of that will be on this mountain. Those are the songs of consecrations. Those are the songs of a retreat. When you are dealing with matters. Huh? When you are dealing with matters that have become so threatening. And how many of you know that even for pastors, even for some of us who are in court, you look up to and say we are matured. Sometimes we have threatening situations that we can't even tell anybody. We can't tell anybody. And we are just there. Maybe my wife knows, but we are just there. We don't know what to do. We are trusting God. So you have to learn this type of songs. There are songs of that take you on a journey. They will not allow you misbehave. Those songs will not allow you misbehave. You have to learn them. Because I assure you, your next instruction is on the other side of your consecration. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. Let's pray. Say, those who wait upon the Lord. Isaiah chapter 4.